But I'm joined today by a fantastic musician, singer, songwriter. His name is Dan Olsen, and I've been playing his music, especially his track Heart Into Trouble, for the last couple of weeks because it is brilliant. So very good morning.
Good morning, Michelle. Thank you so much for having me.
It's lovely to meet you. Incredibly good looking as well, I must say. So it's although we won't see this on the radio, it's a pleasure, isn't it? Well, you've got to say something in the background. Don't...
Well, okay, yeah, it is.
There we go.
So we've got the very helpful Vanessa in here in the studio with
yes,
me as well.
Who is absolutely fantastic. Lovely to see you, Vanessa. You grew up in the, is it the Faroe Islands?
That's right.
Tell us about, because it's only a population of 50,000.
Yeah, it is tiny. And it's, for those who don't know, most people don't know about them. And they are located just between Iceland and Scotland and halfway between Norway as well. And yeah, it's just a small group of islands, 18 small islands, and people live on 17 of the islands. And so yeah, it's a small population of 50,000. We have our own language. Basically, the Vikings traveled, you know, they wanted to conquer the world. And the silly ones, they got lost and decided to inhabit these islands. So I think just through centuries, the language has developed into its own. And so we speak Faroese. It sounds a bit like Icelandic, but we don't really understand each other that well. We have some similar words and stuff, yeah.
And what's the national dish?
National dish will be something like dried fish and dried meat. It's a lot of stuff. And yeah, there might be some controversial stuff that I'm... I think I'm just going to dodge that bullet
right
now.
Skip over that one, yeah. Skip over it. When did you first pick up the guitar, and is there anybody else musical in the family, or was it just yourself?
It was basically my mom. She signed me up for classical guitar playing when I was very young, and so I was on this waiting list to get into this school. And so I didn't think of it. I was just doing sports. I was so much into sports, doing football, and we have handball as well where I come from. Then I got into this school, and she told me that I should consider myself very lucky because not everyone gets this chance. And I was like, I don't really want to do it. Like, I love music, but I never played the guitar. I never really played an instrument. My two sisters played the piano, but I the way she delivered it, I was like, okay, let's give it a shot. Mm. And so I did, and I started enjoying it after a while because it was hard work, like you told me about playing the guitar before. No, I started enjoying it, playing some, you know, great melodies. I had a really good teacher, a fantastic guitar player himself. And so that gave me a foundation. So I consider myself having a fairly good technique, and I could use that to jump over to doing pop songs later.
So when did you discover you could sing as well? Because some people must pick up the guitar and go to sing and say, maybe I'll just be a guitarist. But you got both.
Thank you so much for saying that. I don't think I was a singer. I just started singing because I enjoyed it. And I heard there was this guy called Jack Johnson. I think I say this in every interview. But he's from the States. And it was his kind of laid-back singing style that I thought, oh, maybe I can just copy this. And so I did. But I just played by myself because I couldn't help myself. I enjoyed it so much. And then I think it's just developed in time. Mm. Become its own thing. I don't know.